兄姊妹们好，
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我不晓得这个 screen 是怎么安排的。
I'm not sure how the screen was arranged.
我能不能有一点小小的请求哈？
And I have a request.
若是可能的话，弟兄姊妹，你能不能把你的摄像头 camera 打开？
I would like to ask brothers and sisters, if possible, to turn on your cameras.
这样我们聚会呢会比较专心，也对说话的人啊是一个很大的扶持和供应。
So that way we can be paying more attention when we share together, and it is also an encouragement to the one who is sharing.
虽然我们肉身没有办法聚在一处哈。
Even though we cannot be together in person,
但是我们在灵里，我们都来到主耶稣的跟前。
but in spirit, we can all come before our Lord.
若是聚会，我是对着一个黑框框讲话的，我实在讲不出来。
For me, it is very difficult to share before a black screen.
而且我们有一年多，将近2年的时间没有见到面了。
And it has been almost 2 years since I last met all of you.
然后我在心里面呢，也实在很想念在东岸的弟兄姊妹。
And I do truly miss the brothers and sisters on the East Coast.
所以感谢主，今天晚上我们能够这样聚在主的面前。
So praise the Lord that this evening we can gather in this way.
谢谢，现在有些弟兄姊妹把你的那个视频打开。
I thank brothers and sisters for turning on your videos.
这一次主给我一个带领和大家交通，一个大题目的主题而已。
So this time the Lord led me to share on this very broad topic.
这个大题目呢，就是刚才我们陈军弟兄介绍的，在基督里与基督在我们里面。
And this very broad topic is what our brother Larry had introduced to us, which is Christ in you and us in Christ.
那么这个呢，我只在今天晚上和大家稍微略略的提一下。
So I will only mention this in short tonight.
那么我主要的负担呢，是讲在经历方面、实行和实际方面，在基督里与基督在我们里面的一些的事情。
But my burden for this topic is to have this practical outworking and enactment of Christ in us and we in Christ.
那就是我和弟兄姊妹讲到，我们这一次要思想约翰福音第14章，如果可能的话，到第16章。
So this time we'll be focusing on John chapter 14 and if possible up to John chapter 16.
在基督里这一个意念呢，拉到实行中，就是我们在主里面。
So in Christ is where it begins, and we bring it until it is enacted, which is that we are in Christ.
那么，基督在我们里面呢，就是主在我们的里面。
And Christ in us means that the Lord is in us.
这个交通呢，我在主面前预备的时候，
As I was preparing for this sharing before the Lord,
我问主说，我该怎么祷告？
I asked the Lord about how to pray.
主给我一个带领求主赐给我们说话的、听话的，都有一个安静的心。
And the Lord showed me that we should pray for the one who speaks and also for all who are listening to have a quiet heart
有一个敞开的灵，
and to have a spirit that is open
有一个柔软的态度。
and to have a tender attitude.
因为当我们要讲到主在我们里面，我们在主里面，主也在我们里面，那是关乎圣灵。
Because when we say that we are in Christ and Christ is in us, that concerns the Holy Spirit.
盼望这一次聚会呢，我们可能没有太多的新的道理和知识
Perhaps in this gathering, we won't have much new doctrine or knowledge.
而是我们能够感觉到圣灵 真的在我们的里面，在我们的中间。
But we can truly feel that the Holy Spirit is in our midst.
我们真是活在圣灵与我们同在的实际中。
That we live in this reality of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
在过去这一年，我们的肉身都被限制在自己居住的小环境里面。
In this past year, we have been physically limited to a short distance from our dwelling places.
我有少数的机会和一些在不同地方服侍的弟兄们，也是在线上的交通。
And I have had an opportunity to share with a few serving brothers and sisters, but only online.
大家除了彼此问安以外呢，我们也交通一点这段日子在主面前的领受和心得。
And in addition to greeting one another in Christ, we also shared about some of the things we have received from the Lord in this time.
有一位弟兄交通的，也是我心里面交我的感觉。
And what one brother shared is actually the same feeling that I had.
在外面看，我们好像肉身受了限制。
On the outside, it seems that our physical bodies have been limited.
但是在过去这一段时间中，主实在帮助我们在属灵生命上补了好多课。
But the Lord has also helped us in our spiritual lives to relearn a few lessons.
以往我们好像服侍也蛮多的。
In the past, we served in many areas.
听到我们也听得很多。
We also listened to many messages.
一切好像都在往前赶，在往前赶。
And it seemed that we were rushing forward in everything we were doing.
但是到底在我们生命里面，我们是不是得着了饱足？是不是因此而有改变，而且成熟长大了？
But within us, have we received enough and have these things caused us to grow and to become mature?
我想主知道我们的光景。
The Lord knows our condition.
或者我这样讲，主知道我的光景。
Or rather put it this way, the Lord knows my condition.
所以主许可外面的环境有一点点的变动。
So the Lord allows these outward circumstances to have some changes.
让许多的人啊不得不停下来。
And he encourages us to, and he forces us to stop.
不得不安静一下。
That we quiet ourselves.
当安静的时候，主就有机会在我们里面遇见我们。
And when we quiet ourselves, the Lord has an opportunity to meet us.
主就有机会在我们里面再提醒我们，我们听见的是什么。
The Lord has an opportunity to remind us what we have heard.
主也在我们的身上，在我们家庭中，有机会让我们补足我们自己以往缺失的地方。
And the Lord allows us to have this opportunity to fill in what we have missed in the past.
所以这一次呢，主带领我和弟兄姊妹交通这个题目。
So this time the Lord led me to share upon this theme.
我仰望主，让我们一同坐在他的脚前。
We look to the Lord and may we all sit before his feet.
仿佛在主被卖的那一夜，主向门徒们讲到要来的圣灵一样。
On the night that our Lord was betrayed, he had spoken to his disciples regarding the Holy Spirit.
我们知道马约翰福音第十四章，从第十三章开始，一直到第十七章呢，都是在最后的晚餐那一夜主向门徒们说的话。
We know that John chapters 13 through 17 were what Jesus spoke to his disciples on that final night before the Last Supper.
那是主最重要也是最亲切的一些的话。
And those are some of the Lord's most important and deepest words to us.
因为说完了这个，主立刻就和门徒们分别了。
And dearest, because after the Lord spoke these things, he was separated from the disciples.
所以但愿这一次呢，主也把这样恳切重要的话提醒我们，教导我们。
And this time, may the Lord also teach us with these important words.
我们先读两处的经文。
Let us start by reading two passages.
约翰福音第十四章第十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may be with you forever.
第二十节。
Verse 20。
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
这一次我主要交通的感觉就在二十节，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
This time, what I want to share from my feeling is this in verse 20, you and me and I and you.
但是开头的时候我先讲到这个基督，我们在基督里与基督在我们里面。
But first, I want to share that we are in Christ and Christ is in us.
凡是信主有一点年日，在主话语上有一点根基的弟兄姊妹。
All brothers and sisters who have been growing in the Lord and have some foundation in him.
我们知道一谈到基督，我们就知道这是一个非常大的题目。
We all know that Christ is a very big topic.
因为呢，你看在新约圣经，不要去旧约讲啊，新约圣经里面基督这个词啊，就出现了569次。
And we know in just the New Testament, this word Christ appears 569 times.
而且每一次出现的时候，它的意义都相当的丰富的。
And each time it appears, it has a very rich meaning.
所以我们一讲到在基督里，这是一个大的警戒，大的度量，大的范围。
So whenever we speak about being in Christ, this is a very great topic and a very broad, broad topic.
那么基督在我们里面呢？
And Christ is in us.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个非常宝贵的一个主观的经历。
That is a very precious, very subjective experience.
我用这个感觉呢，我要来说到圣灵所带来的祝福。
And I want to use this feeling to share about the blessing that comes from the Holy Spirit.
就是刚才我们读到约翰福音14章16节和20节讲到的。
In John 14, verse 16 through and 20,
当父照着子的祷告要求，把另一位保惠师，就是圣灵赐给我们。
When the Father grants the Son's request and gives us another helper, that is the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵来了，在我们的中间，在我们的里面。
When the Spirit is in our midst and when the Spirit is within us.
那么在基督里与基督在我们里面，就不仅仅是一个道理，一个真理而已，字句真理。
Then Christ in us and being in Christ is now more than just a doctrine.
它变成一个主观的经历。
But it becomes a subjective experience.
变成一个属灵的实际。
It becomes a spiritual reality.
变成我们今天基督徒生命生活中最重要的、最宝贵的福分。
It becomes the most important and most precious blessing we have as Christians.
或者这样讲，这是最基本的。
Or put it in this way, it is the most fundamental.
所以今天晚上呢，开头的时候，我第一段要和大家思想一下这个基督的意义和他的福分。
So tonight, I would like to share with brothers and sisters regarding the meaning and the blessing in Christ.
我这个 meaning 我喜欢用这个词啊 ，the significance of Christ，
or rather the significance of Christ。
我不晓得能不能请我们弟兄啊，刚才我那个纲要的第一面可不可以放出来？基督的意义
，the significance of Christ。
好，谢谢。我觉得写这个基督的意义啊，这个 这个标题啊，太大了一点。
Now I feel that this topic, the significance of Christ, seems a little too broad.
或者这样讲，在基督里的意义。
Or rather, the significance of being in Christ.
我用七方面来和弟兄姊妹稍微就着我的领会和大家介绍一下。
So let me introduce you to this in a way from what I have understood.
我们先来读哥罗西书一章十六节。
Let's start by reading Colossians chapter 1, verse 16.
哥罗西书一章十六节。
Colossians 1:16.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
以弗所书第一章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him in love.
马太福音十六章第十六节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 16.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Matthew 16 verse 16. Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
第十七节，耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
我们从这三处的经文稍微来领会一下基督他的意义，他什么时候出现的。
And from these three passages, we can consider the significance of Christ when he appeared.
我们看见所有的万有都是在基督里面，就是神的爱子里面设计，靠着他建造，而且靠着他存在的。
We know that all things have been created through him and for him.
也是为着他存在。他造的
，and they were created for him.
这是何等的大！而且呢，在没有创立世界以前，父就在基督里面拣选了我们这些属他的儿女。
And we know that the Father has already chosen us before the foundation of this world.
但是当神的儿子成为肉身来到地上的时候
，But when the Lord Jesus took upon flesh and came to this world,
人看他不过是个木匠的儿子。
People only saw him as a carpenter's son.
是个在拿撒勒来的一个乡下人。
And one who came from the town of Nazareth.
有一天主耶稣把门徒们带到该撒利亚腓立比的地方。
And one day, Jesus brought his disciples to the region of Caesarea Philippi.
然后主耶稣就问门徒们说，你们说人说我是谁？
And Jesus asked the disciples, what do people say that I am?
门徒们他们也因为跟同胞们生活在一起，他们知道有的人觉得主耶稣行神迹像以利亚。
And because the disciples lived among the people, they knew that some people considered Jesus to do miracles like Elijah.
有的人觉得主耶稣啊，常常为着耶路撒冷，为着圣殿哀哭，所以他像先知耶利米。
Some said that Jesus constantly wept for Jerusalem and the temple, so he was like Jeremiah.
你看一般的人都从外面来认识基督，所以有人说这个，有人说那个。
People come to know Christ from the outside, so people say that he is one thing or another.
主不希望我们从外面来认识他。
But the Lord doesn't want us to know him from the outside.
那么主就转过来问门徒们说，你们说我是谁？
And the Lord turned to the disciples and asked, who do you say that I am?
那一天彼得不得了，他得着一个大的灵感了。 他立刻说，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
And that day, Simon received this great revelation from the Spirit, and he said, you are the Son, the Christ, the Son of the living God.
所以主耶稣立刻说，西门巴约拿，你是有福气的。
Because of that, Jesus immediately said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona.
因为这不是属血肉的指示，不是人的聪明，不是人的眼光，不是人的这个判断。
Now this, and the, this is not from human reasoning or from a human perspective or intelligence to say.
他说呢，乃是我在天上的父启示给你的。
But it is my Father who is in heaven.
所以我们这样讲，神的儿子啊，他被称作基督啊，是神在没有创立世界以前，在过去的永世里。对他爱子的一个荣耀的意念。
And we know that when Jesus, the Son of God was called Christ, that this was the Father's eternal purpose before the creation of this world.
Yeah, 是在神心中的一个深处的意念。
It was a deep, thought in the mind of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，若是没有圣，没有父的启示啊。我们不可能认识耶稣就是基督的。
Now, without the revelation from the Father, we are unable to recognize that Jesus is the Christ.
而且宇宙万有的出现、存在和将来的结局都跟他发生关系。
And the existence and the future of this universe is all related to him.
但是我们知道神是昔日、今日、直到永远都一样的神。
But we know that our that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
在神心里面一有一个意念出来的时候，那个事实就在那里。
That when God has this idea, that the reality is already there.
或者这样讲，那个实体就在那里了。
Or rather, the physical element is already there.
但是对我们这些还没有出生、还没有受造的人呢，它不过就感觉是个意念而已。
But for us who have just been created, or to us, it's just an impression of the mind.
好像那个实际，我们根本想不透，也摸不着。
As if we cannot touch or understand this reality.
所以，当神有了这个意念，他才开始创造宇宙万有。
And when God had this mindset, then He created the universe and the heavens.
我想我不要再去。重复旧约的过去发生的事情，我们知道人堕落了，神就打发他的儿子到地上来。
And I won't go and repeat the history from the Old Testament, but after people fell, God sent His Son to this world.
那么这对于神的爱子，要在人的眼光能够经历、能够认识他是基督，是非常重要的。
And this is important because the Father wants the wants people to know that the son, that Jesus is the Son.
所以当神的儿子来到地上穿上肉身的时候，
So when the Son of God came to this earth and put on flesh,
他做人最大的目的就是上十字架为人成全救赎。
The greatest thing he did was to go to the cross and to accomplish salvation.
当他成全了救赎，他从死里复活。
And after he accomplished salvation, he rose from the dead.
他被父神，这个接到高天，升上高天，得着荣耀。
He was received by the Father. He ascended on high, and he was seated in glory.
当他得着荣耀的时候，神就立他为主，为基督了。
And when he was in glory, the Father made established him as Lord and Christ.
我们又看见。这时候，基督对于人来讲就具体了。
And at this point, Christ was made realized before men.
当圣灵启示给我们的时候，神指示我们的时候，我们就领会在基督里是何等浩大的福分。我们读几处的经文，好不好
？And when we and the Lord and when the Lord reveals him to us, we see how great he is.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
好，我们呢，对我们而言呢，基督的出现是主耶稣成全救赎、复活升天、得荣耀，他被立为基督开始的。
And to us, we seek that Christ was established after he had ascended on high and he was established as Lord in Christ.
好，我们看见使徒们他们有这样的看见，而且有这样的见证，在使徒行传第二章第三十六节。
And we see that the apostles had this revelation in Acts chapter 2, verse 36.
约翰，不，使徒彼得在那天，在五旬节那天做见证，他说，故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Peter testified, therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
那么在第四章第十一、十二节里面，
And then in Acts chapter 4, verse 11 to 12,
彼得再做见证说，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头，除他以外别无拯救。因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着他得救。
Peter again testifies here. He says, He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
所以从我们这些受造又蒙救赎的人来认识基督的话，
So for us created beings who were saved by grace, when we come to know Christ,
唯有当神的儿子道成肉身的主耶稣成全了救赎，我们才认识基督的实际，而且我们才慢慢领会他的度量和范围是多广无边。
We did not come to know Christ until he had taken on flesh and then he accomplished salvation for us, and then we begin to see how broad he is.
但是这些呢，都还是客观的。
But these things are still objective.
我们什么时候能够在基督里呢？
When can we be in Christ?
是当我们听见了福音。
Once we have heard the gospel.
我们相信了耶稣基督。
We have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
像保罗所说的，我们心里相信他为我的罪死了，而且复活了。
As Paul says, when we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ has died for our sins and has risen from the dead,
我们口里面承认他是我的主。
And we confess with our mouths that Jesus is our Lord.
他不仅是别人的主，不仅是天使的主，不仅是万有的主，他变成我的主了。
He isn't just the Lord of others, or the Lord of angels, or the Lord of heaven and earth, but he is my Lord.
我们常常认为呢，我们信主的时候，是我们很谦卑，愿意承认他是主。
Now, many times we thought that when we were saved, it is because we are humble enough to confess that he is our Lord.
但是我们越多认识主，我们越发现，是我们的主谦卑，他等我们承认他是主，他本来就是主，但是他等我们，他何等的温和。何等的谦和。
But we see that the Lord, it was actually the Lord who was humble because he has been waiting for us to confess him as Lord because he is already Lord.
当我们这样的相信，我们接受，而且肯在人面前承认他是我的主的时候。
And when we are willing to accept him and believe him and confess before men that he is Lord.
我们就用一个行动来证明我的信心，我对他的相信。
Then we have some action that shows that our faith is in him.
那就是我们站在水里面，奉主耶稣的名受浸。
And that is when we stand in the water and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we are baptized.
所以罗马书第六章第三节，保罗告诉我们。
And so Romans chapter 6, in Romans 6 verse 3, Paul tells us,
他说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
He says, or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
当人这样相信神的儿子，接受他做主，接受他做救主的时候，
And when people have believed in the Lord and accepted him as the Lord and Christ,
所以我们受浸来表示向神、向天使、向众人表达我们的信心，我们对主的相信、接受。
And we are baptized, and before the world, before others, and before the angels, we proclaim that our faith is in the Lord.
就在我们受浸的时候，
And just as we are being baptized,
父神就做一件事情。
The Father does a particular thing,
就把我们放在基督里了，
which is to place us in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，所以在哥林多前书第一章第三十节，保罗告诉我们。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, Paul tells us,
他说，但你们得在基督耶稣里，是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
所以我们得以在基督里，是因着我们相信，我们愿意顺服而受浸。
We can be in Christ because we have believed, we have obeyed, and we are baptized.
但是人受浸了，那只是做一个地上外面的事情。
But when people are baptized, that is just an outward thing on earth.
那个受浸真正归入基督的实际是父神给我们的。
Because the reality of being in Christ is what the Father gives us.
所以我在年轻的时候开始学习服事。
When I was young, I learned to serve.
我记得我在教会最先这个被安排服事就是做福音看望。
And I remember that when I was put in service, I was asked to visit gospel friends.
那么就去向朋友们传福音
or to share the gospel to my friends.
当有人信主愿意受浸的时候
and when people were willing to believe in the Lord and also be baptized.
那么年长弟兄就说呢，你来一起为他施浸
and the older brothers told me, come and baptize them.
我那时候想了，我怎么能给他施浸呢？
At that time, I was wondering, how can I help to baptize them?
我就向弟兄表达，我不会，我也不能。
And I told the older brothers, I don't know how and I am unable.
我不过是个年轻，还不到三十岁的年轻人。
I am just a young person, not even 30 years old.
你知道那弟兄怎么回答吗？
You know what that brother said?
他不要说你不能，我也不能。
He said, don't say that you're unable, I cannot either.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们侍奉，是不是觉得你能使人归入基督呢？
Today, when we serve, do you feel that you're able to bring people into Christ?
如果我们觉得是我把他带得救的，我使他归入基督的，那你比神还大了。
If you feel that you are the one who has brought them in and brought them into Christ, then you're being greater than God.
我不能忘记那个深刻的印象。
I will never forget that deep impression.
我第一次学习服侍人受浸，在浸池里面服侍。
When I first served to baptize others.
那么在要受浸以前，年长弟兄带着我们一同在主面前祷告。
And before the baptism, the older brothers led us all to pray.
我们向父神说，父啊，我们只能遵循你的命令做外面的事情。
We told the Father, we prayed, we said, Father, we are only able to do what you have commanded us to do and do this outward thing.
那个能使他进入基督的父啊，只有你能做。
But the power to bring them in Christ, only the Father can do.
我们把自己无依无靠的交给你。
And we only commit ourselves fully to the Lord.
愿感谢归给主耶稣。
And may all thanksgiving be to the Lord.
因为这个受浸的人是他钉十字架劳苦的果效。
Because this person is now saved, it is the work of the cross.
愿荣耀归给爱我们的父神。
And may all glory be to the Father who loves us.
因为这个得救的人，他的实际是父神给他的。
Because this person who was saved, this reality has been given by the Father.
你知道那个功课对我来讲多宝贵吗？
That was such a precious lesson for me.
那一次失禁，那个从净池起来的年轻人呢，他跳着叫着，喜乐的不得了，他不知道发生什么事情了。
And that young person after he was baptized, he came out of the water and he jumped for joy.
他不能够控制啊，他就跑到，我们是在一个学校的游泳池给他施浸的，他就跑到那个学校的操场啊，去跑了好几十圈呢、啊。他说我这个力气太大了，我不知道哪里来的，他整个人改变了。
And we had baptized him at a swimming pool in the school. And he wasn't sure what happened, but he couldn't explain it. But he went to the track and he ran about 10 laps because this strength in him was too great.
弟兄姊妹，得以在基督里是个极大的福分。
Brothers and sisters, to be in Christ is a great blessing.
主耶稣所完成的浩大的救恩，现在变成你我随时可以支取的丰富的资源。
The Lord has accomplished so great a salvation, and now this is what we can take of.
这是我们讲到这个基督能够跟我们发生关系的第三个点。
This is the third point regarding how Christ has this relationship with us.
那么我们再读一点的经文。
Now let us continue reading.
罗马书第八章第九节到第十一节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 8 through 11.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness.
好，然后第十一节。
Verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
But the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
我们中文圣经的翻译呢，这个在你们里面，它加了一个心，本来没有这个字的。
Now, in the Chinese, they add an extra word that is in your hearts.
他说呢，基督在你们的里面。
But it says that Christ is in you. It doesn't say in your hearts.
基督呢，是借着这个住在我们里面的圣灵，就在我们里面。
But rather that Christ dwells in us through the Spirit that is in us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在读哥罗西书三章四节。
Then let us turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 4.
在这里保罗说第四节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory.
然后我们再看哥林多后书第十三章第五节。
Then let us turn to Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourself, that Christ, Jesus Christ is in you, unless you, indeed you fail the test?
在这里我们看见中文的心呢，也是多加出来的。
And again, we see that in Chinese, this word heart is added.
我们从这几处的经文可以看见呢、啊，当我们受浸的时候，发生两件事情。
From these verses, we can see that when we are baptized, two things happen.
一件事刚才我们讲过了，神就把我们放在基督里，那是一个广大无边、极其有福的一个境界和范围。
Now, the first thing we mentioned already is that God has put us in Christ, and that is such a great blessing.
另外一面呢？
Now, the other hand,
是发生在我们里面。
And on the other hand,
就是神的灵，基督的灵现在来住在我们里面。
We see that the Spirit of Christ now comes to dwell in us.
人因基督在我们里面，我们就经历并且表现出在基督里的实际了。
And when the Spirit of Christ is in us, then we come to experience and to express this reality of Christ.
我刚才讲到，我们为他施浸的那一位年轻弟兄，他为什么会那么喜乐呢？
And that brother that we mentioned earlier about how he was baptized, why was he so joyful?
人在外面看他还是原来那个人，他并没有基督在哪里，人看不见。
Now, if anyone looked at him from the outside, he was still the same person. You can't see Christ.
但是他这个人呢，从来没有经历过，他没有办法啊，英文讲 contain his joy， 他没有办法的。后他自己里面的要爆炸的能力，为什么？因为神的灵，基督的灵住在他里面。
But for him from within, he could not contain his joy, because Christ, the Spirit of Christ was in him.
所以我们说呢，因着住在我们里面的基督，我们才能让别人看见我们是在基督里的人。
And as we said, it is because of Christ who was in us that people can see that. Christ is in us.
不然的话，我们讲我们在基督里，我们做关于基督的事情，弟兄姊妹，那是宗教，那不是真正的生命，不是救恩。
Otherwise, if we just say that we are in Christ, if we just do some Christian things, that is just a religion, and that and people cannot see Christ.
然后我们来到约翰福音十四章十六、十七和二十节。
Now let us read John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17, and verse 20.
在这里，主耶稣要离开门徒，被审判，要上十字架之前。
Before the Lord Jesus was about to leave the disciples, before he would be judged and go to the cross,
他爱他的门徒们。
He loved the disciples.
他不愿意把他的门徒们留在地上，自己奋斗。
He did not want to leave the disciples on earth to fend for themselves.
所以他告诉他们说，第十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
到了二十节，到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
And then verse 20, in that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
当圣灵来了，并且住在我们的里面的时候，
When the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us,
所以呢，过去服侍主的仆人们称圣灵叫做内住的圣灵。
Then in the past, the brothers have mentioned this as the indwelt Holy Spirit.
这个内住的圣灵就会使我们认识我们是在主里面，并且主也在我们的里面。
And this indwelt spirit causes us to recognize that we are in Christ and that Christ is in us.
这是一件非常奇妙的经历。
This is a very amazing experience.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有过这样的遭遇。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have experienced this before.
我们向肯听福音的朋友 传讲救恩的时候。
When we share the gospel to friends who are willing to listen.
有的人呢，他们很多的问题。
Some people have a lot of questions.
但是他们又是非常真诚的想要认识主。
But they really want to know the Lord.
但是很可惜，他们问问题都是问这个知识、头脑，还有这个人文方面的这些关于神主耶稣的问题。
But unfortunately, they always ask questions from a intellectual standpoint.
啊，他们把救恩呢搞得清清楚楚，但是他们也肯祷告。
And they want to intellectually understand salvation, and they're even willing to pray.
而且每次祷告，他都流眼泪。
And whenever they pray, they are in tears.
祷告完了以后，问他你信主了没有？他说我没有信。
But when you ask them after they have prayed, "Do you believe in the Lord?" They said, "I have not believed yet."
我就曾经碰过，现在是一位在主里亲爱的弟兄。
Now there is one dear brother in Christ.
他每次这样祷告完了，他问一个问题，他说：“伯弟兄，你能告诉我，信耶稣的人说有说不出来喜乐，哪有喜乐是说不出来的呢？”
And in the past, he had asked me every time we finished praying, he would say, "People who believe in the Lord say that they have unspeakable joy, but how is unspeakable joy possible?"
他还用中国历史上的人说的哈。这个人生三大乐事，这个是喜乐，那个是喜乐。他说，你们基督徒这个喜乐怎么都不在那个名单上面呢？
And he even used Chinese history to say that people used to describe many different things as joy. But why is Christian joy not among any of these categories?
不仅不信主的人有这样的问题，头脑的问题。
Now, unbelievers are not the only people with these intellectual questions.
今天很多基督徒不认识内住圣灵的，也同样有属灵的头脑问题。
Today, many Christians who do not understand the indwelt Holy Spirit also have many intellectual, spiritual questions.
就像门徒们问主耶稣很多呢，主说：“我跟你们同在这么久，你们还不认识父吗？”他们就觉得我们看见的是你，我们怎么看见父呢？
And for example, Jesus asked the disciples, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know the Father?" And because they felt that they had seen Him, Jesus, but they still did not see the Father.
我记得我年轻的时候，我也想要用逻辑、用人的经验，用理论来解释什么叫做主在父里面，子在父里面，什么叫做我们在主里面，主在我们里面。
I remember when I was young, I also tried to use logic or human explanations to figure out what it meant that the Son was in Christ, was in the Father, or that we are in Christ and Christ is in us.
我也试着用数学的这个集合论，如果 A 包含 B，B 包含 A， 所以 A 跟 B 就是他们就是 equal， 就是一样的。
And I even tried to use mathematical logic that if A then B, and if B then A is equal to B.
那么头脑逻辑说通了，生活没有改变。
Now even though I sort of figured this out with logic, but my life had not changed.
那个捆绑我们的仍然有力量。
Because the one who binds us has strength.
但是当圣灵来了。
But when the Spirit comes,
成为你我里面内住的圣灵。
When he becomes that indwelt Holy Spirit,
成为我们里面新的生命。
And he has given us a new life within.
不用解释了，我知道了，主在我里面，我在主里面。
Now we don't need to explain it anymore. We just know it, that Christ is in us and we are in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你我在侍奉中有没有看见弟兄姊妹这样改变的呢？
Brothers and sisters, in your service, have you seen that people have been changed in this way?
我刚才讲那一位朋友，当他得救那一刻，他说：“伯弟兄，我以前问的问题好傻，现在我真知道这个喜乐说不出来了。”
Now that friend that I mentioned, after he was saved, he came to me and said that, "Brother Boy, what I asked was so silly because now I know that it is unspeakable joy."
他一边流泪一边欢笑，真是，这个是圣灵带来的 弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣告诉我们说，到那日，什么，那一日什么呢？就是圣灵来安家在你我的里面。
And the Lord tells us that on that day, that the Spirit adds to what is in us.
我们就开始主观经历上的认识、领会、明白，到底所说的是什么意思。
And then subjectively, we come to understand what the Lord is saying.
而这个内住的圣灵，乃是新约的特性，也是基督徒生活中得胜的秘诀。
And this indwelt Holy Spirit is the unique character of the New Testament, and it is the secret to victory for Christians.
如果我们用其他的方法或者其他的表现，看起来外表相似的这些举动来代替圣灵，那是非常非常可惜也可悲的事情。
Now, if we try to use all these different outward things to mimic the Holy Spirit, then that is very unfortunate and tragic.
弟兄姊妹，再往下走一步，我们讲到在经历里面，我们在基督里，我们怎样达到丰满。
And to go a step further, now, how do you receive fullness in Christ?
我们读一下约翰福音十五章第二节。
Let us read John 15, verse 2.
我从第一节读起。
I will start from verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit.
第四节
Verse 4
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。我就读这两句。
Abide in me, and I in you.
我们中文翻成藏在，这个翻的不是太准确。
Now the Chinese it says to be constantly in or with, which is not quite the same.
它原来就直接讲像英文翻，你们要住在我里面，我就住在你们里面。
But rather, it should be just abide in me and I in you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在读约翰一书第二章二十节。
Then let us also read 1 John chapter 2 verse 20. First John chapter 2 verse 20.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know.
我们知道那圣者就是我们的主耶稣。
And that Holy One is our Lord Jesus.
这个恩膏，约翰在这里讲到，就是圣灵的一个表号。
And this anointing is a sign of the Holy Spirit.
A symbol
of the Holy Spirit.
然后在27节。
And verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
我们看见在约翰福音十五章，主耶稣他要离开门徒上十架之前。
We see in John 15 that before the Lord Jesus was leaving the disciples to go to the cross,
他对门徒们有一个新的要求。有一个新的呼召，就是你们要住在我里面。
He had a new calling and request for the disciples, which was abide in me.
但是我们怎么样能够住在主里面呢？
But how can we abide in the Lord?
约翰在他晚年，他成熟的时候告诉我们，因为我们从主耶稣领受了圣灵，就是恩膏。
And John tells us in his old age when he was mature,that we have received this anointing, which is the Holy Spirit.
那么恩膏就是内住的圣灵。
And the anointing is the indwelt Holy Spirit.
我们有了内住的圣灵，他在我们里面凡事上教导我们。
And that indwelt Holy Spirit teaches us of all things.
我们才能照着他的教导来住在主里面。
And then we can follow his command to abide in him.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙恩得救那一刻开始，一直到见主的面，我们每天要过的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is the life that we have to live from the day we are saved until the day we see the Lord's face.
如果所有蒙恩得救弟兄姊妹都是这样过生活的话，那主早就回来了。
Now, if all who are saved by grace lived in this way, then the Lord would have returned a long time ago.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们都结了果子，我们都成熟了，叫父的心喜悦满足了。
Because we have all become mature and we have all borne fruit and then the Father's heart is satisfied.
另外一面呢？
On the other hand,
我们和宝座上的基督是活的连结，所以他一切的丰富都在我们的生活中，我们可以享受，可以经历。
We have a living connection to the Father and everything that is His we can experience.
但是何等可惜啊，这些都是最基本得救的真理，今天在教会里面被忽略啊，被失落的非常的厉害。
And unfortunately, although these are all very fundamental or basic truths of the Christian life, these have been neglected or even lost.
所以难怪呢，在约翰年老的时候，主把这个托付给他，让他在提醒神的儿女们。
So no wonder the Lord gave this burden again to John when in his old age, so that he could remind everyone again.
弟兄姊妹们，这也是对我们今天的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is also a reminder for us.
如果我们得着这个福分，主能帮我们补回过去啊，我们失落的年日和机会。
Now, if the Lord gives us this blessing so that we can restore what we have lost in the past years,
叫我们在地上的生活是充满了主的喜乐的。
That our life on earth is filled with the joy of the Lord.
那么最后呢，若是我们真是这样的生活的时候，
And in the end, if we do live in this way,
我们在地上的行事为人，我们在地上的遭遇和经历，我们就有把握说我是一个在基督里的人。
Then, in everything that we experience on earth, we have the confidence to say that we are one who is in Christ.
只有一个住在主里面的人才能见证出他是一个真正在基督里的人。
Only one who abides in Christ can testify that he is one in whom Christ lives.
这个哥林多后书第十二章第二节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2,
保罗说到一件事情。
Paul describes a certain matter.
我读一下哈。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前14年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内，或在身外，我不知道。或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。
2 Corinthians 12 verse 2, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know or out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a man was caught up to the third heaven.
所有读圣经的人都说了，保罗讲的这个人就是他自己。
And all who read the Bible say that this is Paul is describing himself.
而且他讲到他那个经历呢，甚至有人考证出来呢，就是他在路斯德被石头打了，拖到城外，人把他丢了，认为他死了，他的那个经历。
And many consider that this experience that he describes occurred when he was at Lystra and when the people stoned him and dragged him out of the city, assuming that he was dead.
但是保罗不说他自己，他说我认得一个在基督里的人。
But Paul doesn't explicitly say himself. He says he knows of a man in Christ.
他所有的遭遇都是因为在基督里才有的遭遇。
Because everything that happened to him occurred because he was in Christ.
这是一个何等样的见证。
Now that is such a testimony.
我们在讲他平时生活中的一些情形。
And if we speak about some things that occurred in his daily life,
他在侍奉中说话的一些情形
or some of the things he said in service,
像哥林多前书第七章里面
such as 1 Corinthians chapter 7,
我们知道他在那里回答弟兄姊妹关于婚姻还有家庭的问题。
We know that he was answering some questions from the brothers and sisters regarding marriage or having a family.
在这一方面呢，最后一个问题就是关于守独身的事情。
And one of the final questions was this matter of celibacy.
保罗要回答这个问题的时候，他就先告诉弟兄姊妹，这个问题啊，我没有主的指示，我跟主交通，主还没有回答我，但是你们问了，我就要回答。
Now, Paul first says that this is something that he is still asking the Lord, that he has not received an answer from the Lord, but because you asked, I have to answer.
他说我没有主的命令了，你们问了，我要做忠心的人了，所以我把我自己的意见告诉你们。所以他很谦卑，他说这是我的意见，你们不要在乎哈。
And so he says that, that he is seeking from the Lord, but this is his opinion.And that it is not some rule, but so he is very humble.
但是到了第四十节结尾的时候，他说：“然而按我的意见，他底下我不读哈。然后他说，我也想自己是被神的灵感动了。”
And in verse 40, Paul says, "But in my opinion," and he also says, "And I think that I also have the Spirit of God."
可见保罗在表达他意见的时候，他是在基督。这个范围里面表达的。
So when Paul was expressing his opinion, he was expressing it within the boundaries of Christ.
在基督管制供应他的原则里面说话的。
Because he was being controlled by the principles of Christ as he spoke.
所以说完之后，圣灵在他里面膏油印证，这个是神的灵感动你说的。
So at the end of all this, the Spirit the anointing confirmed within him that this is the Holy Spirit speaking.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天你我都这么成熟啊，父神的心多喜悦，快快打发他的儿子回来了。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we are all as mature as this, then the Father's heart is so satisfied, and He quickly sends the Lord to receive His bride.
所以我想，我开头的时候啊，我先把这个我领会在基督里或者基督的意义跟我们主观经历。相关的和大家分享一点。
So at this beginning, I wanted to share about this subjective experience of being in Christ and Christ in us.
那么接下来我们就要开始交通到圣灵的降临。
Next, we will speak about the descent of the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵的内住。
And the indwelt Holy Spirit.
我相信这个在教会的生活中，特别在出信的基要真理我们常常一定会谈到这个题目的。
Now I believe that in the Lord, especially in the meetings, especially regarding the basics of the faith, that we often describe this matter.
我们读两处的经文。
Now let us read two passages.
约翰福音第十四章第十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever.
加拉太书第三章第十三、第十四节。
And then Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上，都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we will receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
我们知道圣灵的降临是因着基督为我们在十字架上成为咒诅。
We know that the Holy Spirit descended because Christ had been made a curse for us on the cross.
把罪所带来的咒诅就除去了。
And he removed the curse that was brought by sin.
所以当基督复活升天以后，
So after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven,
父神就用油膏了他。
The Father anointed him.
这个情景呢，记载在启示录的第五章。
And this scene is described in Revelation chapter 5.
我们看见约翰被带到天上的宝座那里。
We see how John was brought to the throne.
在第五章的时候，他看见有一位呢，仿佛刚刚被杀的小羊羔到了宝座前。
And John saw between the throne that there was this lamb standing as if just newly slain.
他就得着了神宝座前的七角七眼七灵，那就是神的灵。
Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God.
而且他得着这个灵呢，他就把这个灵差遣往普天下去。
And after receiving that, he sent them out into all the earth.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵的降临是因主耶稣在十字架上为你我受死。
Brothers and sisters, the descent of the Holy Spirit occurred because the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross.
他把罪的咒诅除去了。
He removed the curse of sin.
以至于神对亚伯拉罕的应许，那个福分呢，就是圣灵的降临。
And the blessing that God had promised Abraham, the giving of the Holy Spirit,
就不再有任何的拦阻了。
That there would be nothing hindering it anymore.
父神就照着他的儿子所要求的，他所祷告的，就把圣灵赐下来。
And the Father granted the Son's request and gave the Holy Spirit.
怎么赐的呢？
How did he give the Holy Spirit?
当我们承认耶稣的名，他是我的主。
When we confess his name that he is our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，要永远的感恩。
Brothers and sisters, all who are saved by grace must be eternally grateful.
我们什么都没有做，我们却得着了神上好的福分。
We have done absolutely nothing, but we have received the greatest blessing from God.
亚伯拉罕信神，但是他只得着应许。我们信主耶稣，我们得着应许的实际。
Abraham believed God, but he only received the promise of a blessing. We believed in the Lord, and we have received this greatest blessing.
这是何等奇妙，何等浩大的救恩。
This is a very amazing blessing.
所以圣灵是怎么来的呢？
So how does the Holy Spirit come to us?
来到基督十字架的底下。
When we come before the foot of the cross.
我们举目问他为什么受苦。
We lift up our eyes, we ask, why did he die for us?
我想我们很多弟兄姊妹在波饼聚会喜欢唱那首诗歌，十架下我低头，静默思想。
I believe many people love singing that hymn, Beneath the cross of my Savior I ponder.During the breaking of bread.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到十字架下，主的十字架底下的时候，我们肯承认我需要主，圣灵就降下来。
And when we come before the cross, we confess that we need the Lord, and then the Holy Spirit is outpoured.
有的人说我得救的时候糊里糊涂的。
Some people said that when they had when they were saved, they were still a bit confused.
我受浸的时候，我是看情面，不得不去进一下的。不进了，我的婆婆跟我过不去啊。
And some people said that if I did not get baptized, then my wife would not have let me pass.
但是当他明白了真理，
But after he understood the truth,
他愿意照着真理而行。
He was willing to do according to truth.
他不是要崇敬啊，
It is
他乃是要照着真理，理当敬。诸般的义，在神面前做一个对的人，他愿意受浸。
And it is not because of being baptized again, but because he has understood the truth and he wants to do what is right before God's eyes.
那叫真正的来到十字架的底下。
And that is truly what it means to come before the foot of the cross.
另外一个人。
And he becomes a different person.
完全不同。
A very completely different person.
我们聚会大概三个月前。有一对夫妻，他们都做了基督徒好多好长一段时间了。
And in our fellowship about 3 months ago, there was this this husband and wife that they had believed in the Lord for a very long time.
但是他们是照着传统去受浸，去信主的。
But they had believed in the Lord through tradition and had been baptized in tradition.
啊，他们到了一个聚会，非常讲灵恩的，天天 push 他们要去拯救万人，出去把全家改变。但是到最后，他们产生很大的痛苦和难处，甚至被邪灵搅扰。
They have been to a very charismatic church that strongly encouraged them to go out and preach the gospel. But in the end, they were very much confused, and they even were oppressed by evil spirits.
主带他们来，我们在主的话语中有交通。
And the Lord brought them before us, and we have fellowship in the Lord.
我们好好的为他们祷告。
To pray for them.
我们把受浸的主的话和他们分享。
And we share with them the word of the Lord regarding baptism.
感谢主，主开他们的心，他说这就是我所要的。
And we thank the Lord that the Lord opened their hearts and they said, this is what we want.
那我们就跟他讲，你自己好好去祷告，如果圣灵跟你说你该这样受浸，我们就给你施浸。
And we told them, and you can go and pray before the Lord. If the Lord tells you to be baptized in this way, then we are willing to baptize you.
我们教会全体弟兄姊妹，特别是负责弟兄们，为他们好好的祷告。
And then the entire church prayed for them, especially all the responsible brothers.
那一天他们从浸池里面起来。
And that day when they came out of the baptism,
两个人呢，真是所有的重担都脱落，整个脸变圆了，生活改变了。
And the two of them, all of their burdens were removed, and their life was entirely changed.
为什么呢？
Why did that happen?
为你我祷告。
Because the Holy
Spirit 是主耶稣到父面前为我们祷告。
It is because the Lord has gone before the Father and is praying for us.
所以父就因着他儿子的名，就把所应许的圣灵赐给相信的人。
And the Father, for his son's name's sake, has given this to all who believe.
弟兄姊妹，这句话啊，我们真是带到主的面前来，我们常常来默想，我们感恩，你就发现圣灵来是极大的祝福。
And brothers and sisters, as we consider this and meditate before the Lord, we realize that this is such a great blessing.
我们什么都不需要做。
We don't need to do anything.
我们因着信，因为它是恩典的原则。恩典是白白的，你只要相信、接受、承认就好了。
It is all grace, so all we have to do, it is freely given. All we have to do is believe and accept.
那么第二件事情。
And the second thing.
主耶稣求父啊，另外赐一位。
And the Lord Jesus asked the Father to ask of another.
另外一位 comforter. 主耶稣在地上对门徒而言是一个保护者，是一个安慰者。
When the Lord was speaking with the disciples, he said that this was a comforter, one who would protect them.
但是主耶稣现在要离开他们了。
The Lord was a comforter to the disciples, but the Lord was leaving now.
你想想看，如果他们以后聚会聚得晚了，过了吃饭的时间，主不在那里，他们想，主啊，如果你在就好，我们再把几条鱼给你，众人就吃饱了。
So consider it, in the future, if they were having a gathering and the gathering went late, they might consider if only the Lord were there, then we would have just a few loaves of bread and some fish, and everyone could be fed.
那现在主走了，主不在了。那谁来帮我们呢？
But now the Lord was leaving, he was no longer there. Who would help?
会有另一位保惠师。
The Lord said there would be another comforter.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你想到这个，我们心里面充满了感谢和敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, when you consider this, we are truly filled with thanksgiving and praise.
什么意思呢？圣灵是成位的。
What does this mean? The Holy Spirit is
He's a person.
Is a person.
Yeah, 就好像主耶稣在地上，他是一个 person.
And just as the Lord Jesus was a person on earth.
怎么叫做 person 呢？他有他的格的。
And what does it mean to have person? He has his own personality.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，啊，圣灵不仅是一个感动。
The Holy Spirit isn't just some feeling.
啊，也不仅仅不仅仅是一个 inspiration， 不仅仅是一个身体上可以感觉的热和力。
And the Holy Spirit isn't just some inspiration or some power or some feeling or warmth that you feel.
所以有的人讲啊，圣灵来了，我全身热的像火烧一样，但是我身体还很健康，没有发烧。
And some people said that when they feel the Holy Spirit, they feel this warmth washed over them, but they are not having a fever.
我们常常喜欢这些，但是我们忘记了，它是一位。
And sometimes we like these things, but we forget that he is a person.
他是神格中的第三位。
He is the third of the third person of the Trinity.
他和父和子是同生命。
He has the same life as the Father and the Son.
是同性情。
And the same character.
Nature, attribute.
Or attribute.
同一个旨意。
Have the same will.
同一个目的。
And they have the same purpose.
同一个道路。
They have the same way.
同样的能力。
The same strength.
同样的工作。
And the same work.
弟兄姊妹，今天人对圣灵的误解和错误的代表太厉害了。
Today, people have greatly misunderstood or misrepresented the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到现在聚会的时候，圣灵在你的里面是一位呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you considered that in the gathering that this Holy Spirit in you is one person?
我必须要承认了，我信主相当多年，我对圣灵的经历也不能说不丰富啊。
Now I must confess, in these many years that I can't say that, I can't say that my experiences of the Holy Spirit were lacking.
但是呢，这些日子当我思想，我只要意念一转到圣灵，他就像主耶稣是一位与我同在，我心里面就充满了神圣的那个感觉。
But whenever I consider that the Holy Spirit who dwells in us is one person of the Godhead, then I am filled with reverence.
你知道在第一世纪啊，当圣灵降下来，在教会中啊，弟兄姊妹对圣灵认识，他就是一位。
And in the first century, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and the believers, they all recognized that he was one person.
所以教会很多的难处很容易就解决了。
So many problems that occurred in the church were easily resolved.
仇敌的攻击一下就过去了。
And the enemy's attack quickly went by.
比如说《使徒行传》第五章。
For example, Acts chapter 5.
那个时候有人呢，他们愿意把自己一切都变卖了，交给教会，让主来用，让弟兄姊妹得着供应。
At that time, there were some brothers and sisters who were willing to sell all and give all to the church and allow the Lord to use it.
但是呢，有人他里面有舍不得，但是他又要得那个外面的，好像愿意奉献的那个名声。
And then there were some people who weren't completely willing to give everything, but they also wanted the outward fame and the acknowledgement of giving all.
当他把他的奉献带到教会，彼得就说：“你为什么欺哄圣灵呢？”
And then when they tried to bring their offering before the Lord, Peter said, "Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?"
所以对彼得而言呢，圣灵是好像主耶稣那样一位，现在在教会中代表基督在做主的。
And to Peter, the Holy Spirit represented Christ.And was still the head of the church.
我们知道，彼得一说完这个话，那个人就扑倒了，亚拿尼亚就扑倒。
And we know that after Peter spoke those words, then Ananias fell.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣讲到另一位像我一样。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord says that there is another comforter who is like him.
我们看见，在使徒行传十三章。
We also see in Acts chapter 13,
在安提阿的教会有五位弟兄们，他们一同禁食侍奉神。
We know that there were five brothers who would serve the Lord
while they were fasting.
While they were fasting.
圣灵就在他们中间说话。
And then the Holy Spirit spoke in their midst.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候啊，在我们需要的时候，在我们呢，到了一个，我们一个关键可能会失败的时刻，圣灵清楚地说话。
Now, sometimes when we reach a critical point or when it is a point where we might fail, the Holy Spirit will speak clearly.
我相信弟兄姊妹你可能有过这个经历。
I trust that brothers and sisters perhaps have this experience.
有时候你听见了好像有声音但是又不是耳朵听见非常清楚你四围看谁在跟你说话不是谁你找不到一个人圣灵在里面清楚地说话。
Now sometimes, in certain circumstances, you hear a very clear voice, but you don't see anyone. You look around and you don't see anyone, and you realize that the Holy Spirit is speaking clearly.
我从蒙主怜悯到以后侍奉主，多次的，在我几乎守不住的时候，圣灵说话。
And the Lord's mercy, and many times that I was serving, when it seemed that I could hold no longer, that the Spirit would speak.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们需要认识的。
But then, sisters, this is what we need to understand.
住在我们里面的那一位，我们需要认识他。
We must know the one who lives in us.
好，那么我们再看呢、啊，圣灵来了，主耶稣讲哈、啊，他是保惠师。
And as the Lord said, when the Holy Spirit came, He is the Comforter.
这保惠师的中文就叫做安慰者，所以英文叫 comforter、啊、另外一面呢，他在我们里面呢，是为着神来向我们，为着神的话语在我们里面为神辩护的。
And the other aspect is that he is expressing the word of the Lord for us.
He's the advocate for Father's word.In us,
he is the advocate for the Father's word in us.
你知道，有时候我们读圣经呢，我知道这是主的话，但是我们呢不太在乎它。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we know this is God's word, but we're a little careless.
当碰到环境的时候，圣灵就会把这个话说在我们里面，那个叫做 advocate.
And in certain circumstances, the Holy Spirit will speak those words to us. That is what an advocate is.
他先是为着神，为着基督在我们里面说这是神的旨意。
He first, for the Lord's sake, he says to us that this is the Lord's will.
另外一面呢，当我们遇见仇敌攻击的时候，他是保护我们，帮助我们，也为我们辩护的那一位。
And when the enemy is attacking us, he is also advocating for us and protecting us.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣介绍他向父求的圣灵。
And this is how the Lord introduces this Holy Spirit that he requests from the Father.
不仅如此
，and even more.
主耶稣还讲到他是真理的圣灵。
And the Lord says he is the Spirit of truth.
啊，真理的圣灵呢？这是今天很多神儿女们所忽略的。
And this is something that many brothers and sisters also neglect.
人喜欢的能力的圣灵。
People like the spirit of power.
喜欢安慰的圣灵。
Or the Holy Spirit who comforts.
但是不喜欢真理的圣灵。
But they do not like the spirit of truth.
我们都不太喜欢说实话的人。
We aren't fond of people who tell the truth.
我们一位弟兄啊。他的姊妹是一个编辑，专门做校对的。
Now in our fellowship, there is someone who does
she's a proofreader.
Oh, she's a proofreader
for editing magazines. 那么他说啊，我娶了我姊妹以后啊，我在家里就天天被她校对。
And this brother said, after I married her. That every day she would always correct me.
弟兄姊妹们， 圣灵是真理的圣灵，他向我们说的都是实话。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and everything he speaks to us is truth.
这告诉我们说他是真实的，在他里面他不会说漂亮话，他不肯也不会说虚假的话。
Because this Holy Spirit in us, he won't try to beautify, embellish his words, or to say anything that is falsehood.
He never flatter us.
He doesn't flatter us.
你知道我们人很容易捧别人，说漂亮话，但是都不实在。
We know that as people, we like to flatter others, but these are not true.
不仅他是这样，而且真理的灵告诉我们说，他带来真理。
In addition, because he is a spirit of truth, he brings truth.
他是圣经的作者。
And he is the author of the Bible.
所以提摩太后书第三章十六节，保罗很清楚看见这件事。他说圣经都是神吹出来的气。
And we know that in 2 Timothy 3:16, that Paul sees this very clearly. He says that all scripture is inspired by God.
那个 the breathing, 那个气就是圣灵。
And inspired also means to be as breathed, and that breath is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 是圣灵吹出来的。圣经的作者，真正的作者是圣灵。
So the true author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
我不想不要去解，你想想看，摩西啊，是在亚当之后多少年才出生的，但是他居然能够呢看见，而且那么清楚的记载，神把亚当放在伊甸园里面。你有这个聪明吗？你能这编这种神话故事吗？
Now, we know that Moses was born many years after Adam, and yet he was able to see very clearly that Adam was placed in the Garden of Eden. Do you have this wisdom or this knowledge to write some myth like that?
他能够清楚地告诉我们人是怎么出现在地球上的。弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵把这些话给他的。
But instead, he was able to see very clearly how people were created and placed on this earth, because that is what the Holy Spirit gave him.
认识内住的圣灵，你就会读圣经了。
So if you understand this indwelt spirit, then you will be able to read the Bible.
因为你要读一本书啊，你找到那本书的作者，你就一定懂那个书里面的意思，对不对？
Because if you want to read a book and you want to understand its meaning, you just find the author and you'll be able to.
所以真理的圣灵不仅是圣经的作者，他也是圣经的解释者。
So the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth isn't only the author of the Bible, but it's also the interpreter of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，这跟我们基督徒的生活，跟教会的侍奉，发生何等密切而且重要的关系。
And sisters, this is directly related to our service and the church.
不仅如此。
And even more.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里他讲到呢，这真理的圣灵，他乃是来执行真理，实化救恩在人的身上。
And we see that when this Holy Spirit comes, that he is here to enact all truth and to do this work of salvation.
比如说我们讲到主的宝血洗净我们一切的不义。
For example, when we say that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness,
因着基督的宝血，人的相信，我们就与神之间有和好的平安。
And that because of the blood of the Lord Jesus, then we can have peace to the Father.
Yeah, we have the peace of reconciliation. 弟兄姊妹，这个是一个跟真实经历的。若是你只是道理上知道，我们没有平安。
And brothers and sisters, this is a subjective experience. If you only know it as a doctrine, then you still don't have peace.
谁把宝血的功效实化在我们的生命里面呢？
But who has made the effectiveness of the blood real in us?
那是真理的圣灵。
That is the spirit of truth.
我们在教会生活里面呢，好多弟兄姊妹摸到这个点，这个人就改变了。
In the church life, when brothers and sisters touch upon this, then their lives are completely changed.
有一次我们有一个西国的弟兄，他得了肺癌。
And once we had a brother who had lung cancer.
但是他是一个不相信西医的人，这是很特别的。
And however, he did not believe in Western medicine.
他每天下午就发烧，一身出汗。所以后来我就把他接到来跟我们一起住，我跟我姊妹就服侍他。
And every afternoon he would have a fever and would sweat a lot. And eventually, my wife and I decided to take care of him.
我们跟他交通了以后，他愿意，我们全教会禁食，彼此认罪。好，我们呢为他抹油，求主医治。
And after praying with him before, we were willing that the entire church should fast and pray and repent, and then we anointed him with oil and prayed and sought the Lord.
他得着了医治。
And then he was healed.
不光是他得着医治。
And not only him.
那天晚上有一个弟兄在祷告完了以后，他说：“请弟兄姊妹等一下好不好？我要讲一点刚才主摸到我的事情。”
And when the church was praying afterwards, one brother said, "Can brothers and sisters wait? I would like to share what the Lord has touched me."
他说我们在那里跪下来彼此认罪的时候，
He said, when we were kneeling there and when we were confessing our sins,
他说忽然之间主耶稣的血的功效显在我里面，他说我从来没有经历过这样的平安。
He said that
the 弟兄改变了。
He said that the suddenly the reality of the Lord's blood was revealed to me, and I have never felt it so real.
那一天叫所有来祷告的弟兄姊妹都敬畏主，真理的圣灵在神的家中。
And that day, all who had come to the prayer meeting were all in reverence to the Lord. That is the spirit of truth.
我们要何等恭敬的俯伏在住在我里面，隐藏在我意识，在我最深处的这一位可敬可爱的圣灵，我们要尊重他。
We must reverence this dear Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，圣灵呢是因着主耶稣的祷告而降下来。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit has descended by the prayer of our Lord Jesus.
圣灵来了呢，在我们这个领受圣灵的人身上有三个事实。
And there are three realities when the Holy Spirit comes upon us.
在第十四章第十六节说，叫他永远与你们同在。
And the first is in John chapter 14, verse 16, that he may be with you forever.
他要 with us forever, 与我们永远同在。
Yes, that he may be with you forever.
我们知道主耶稣在肉身中啊，门徒们在加利利海划船，主耶稣到山上去祷告，他们就没有主的同在了。
We know that when that in Galilee, when the Lord went up on the mountain to pray, and the disciples were rowing their boat, that he was not with them.
但是主赐给我们的圣灵，从来没有离开过我们，永远与我们同在。
But when the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, He is with us forever, and He never leaves us.
我讲我们一个小弟兄，他今年呢高中毕业要出去读大学。
Today there is a brother in our midst, in our fellowship, who is about to go to university.
他在读小学、读初中，大概六年级的时候。
And back when he was in sixth grade.
那时候他妈妈爸爸要他去参加游泳队。
And his parents wanted him to join the swimming team.
他的哥哥长得又高又壮，他比他哥哥呢就是又瘦又小。
Now his brother was very strong and muscular, but he was very small.
他爸爸妈妈说，你看你哥哥去游泳，你也去。
And his parents said, your brother has gone swimming, so you should go too.
有一次比赛。
And once there was a competition,
教练就叫他们呢，跟他们打，给他们打气，你们要好好游，要拼命游。讲完了，他怕得要命。
And once, the coach was trying to encourage them. So the coach was saying that you have to swim as hard as you can and swim and be the best. And after that talk, he was actually very frightened.
他教练说，这个。每一个人要为我们这个游泳队，我们学校争光，他觉得压力很大。
And the coach said that we have to swim for the glory of our swim team and our school, and he felt there was a lot of pressure.
等到要比赛前呢，他就一个人走到游泳池的边那个地方一角，他就去祷告，跟主耶稣讲。
And before the competition was about to start, he went to the edge of the pool and he was praying by himself.
他跟主说，主，我好害怕 ，I'm scared, I'm frightened.
And he told the Lord that he was scared and frightened.
一看那个队的人都是又高又大的美国孩子，我这么小，我怎么办呢？
And he saw that all the people on the other team were all very tall and athletic Caucasians, and he felt that he could do nothing.
但很奇妙，祷告完了，他不怕了。
But amazingly, after he finished praying, he was no longer afraid.
轮到他下水的时候。
And when it was his turn to go into the water.
好奇妙，我那天游得怎么那么舒服啊，那么快呢？
And he said, that day I swam very comfortably and very fast.
那个孩子那一天回来以后，他改变了。他知道主耶稣与他同在。
And that day after he came back, he was completely changed. He knew that the Lord was with him.
这是我们对圣灵，内住圣灵的第一个经历。他永远与我们同在。你去游泳，你祷告主耶稣，他就显出他的同在。
That is the first experience of having the Holy Spirit living in us, that he is with us forever. And if you go to that swimming pool and you pray and you experience him.
我们遇见考试，我们依靠主，圣灵与你同在。
And when we have some exam, if we trust in the Lord, we know that the Lord is with us, the Holy Spirit is with us.
很多这种的经历。
And we have many such experiences.
在教会里面做见证的时候，许多弟兄姊妹能够见证主与我同在。
In the church, when we have some testimony time, many can testify that the Lord was with them.
第二层的经历。
The next experience.
他要与你一直的同住。
That he will abides with you forever.
啊，这个一直的同住哈，就比同在要更亲密，更亲近。
And abiding with you forever is a little closer to you than just being with you forever.
啊，我们有事情的时候，他来陪我们一下，那个叫做同在，对不对？
To be with you, it means that if you have some problem, that he comes over for a little bit.
啊，我们没有事的时候，我们不想他的时候，好像他就不在。其实他在，但是我觉得他不在。
And then when you don't have anything going on, you feel that he is not there, even though he is.
那么他要一直永远与我们同住，是告诉我们什么？我们走到哪里，他就在哪里。
But abides with us forever means that no matter where we go, that he is with us.
啊，弟兄姊妹。主实在爱我们。
But the sisters, the Lord truly loves us.
啊，所以我看有些弟兄姊妹家里面说，基督是我们家的主。为什么？主住在这个家里面。
And for example, brothers, some families like to put up a plaque that says that Christ is the head of this house because the Lord is dwelling with them.
主借着圣灵今天住在我们里面。
Today through the Holy Spirit, the Lord dwells in us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。他从来没有离开，那是何等的亲密，何等的亲近。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord has never left us. That is very so intimate and close.
你知道路加福音里面有一个财主，叫做撒该。
We know that in Luke there is a rich young ruler by the name of Zacchaeus.
啊，主耶稣看见他，他就从树上下来，主耶稣就跟他讲说。撒该，今天晚上我要住在你家。
And we know that when he had climbed up to a tree to see the Lord said, Zacchaeus, today I must stay at your house.
那周围的人都不敢相信呢，因为他们想请主，主都不一定去的。
And the people around him could not believe it because if they wanted to ask the Lord, invite the Lord to their place, the Lord might not go.
因为主太忙了。
Because the Lord was very busy.
那一天主到撒该家去住。
But that day, the Lord went to stay at Zacchaeus' house.
圣灵来了，永远与我们同住，总是与我们同住。
And when the Holy Spirit has come, he abides with you forever.
我们要何等的感恩啊。
We must be grateful.
啊，我家多乱，他都不嫌。 我的心多乱他都不嫌，他就住在里面。
He isn't concerned about how messy our house is or how messy our heart is. He just dwells in us.
我有时候服侍一些在医院生病的弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes I serve brothers and sisters who are in the hospital.
去年在纽约一位弟兄他临终了，他邀请我跟他见见面。
Last year, there was a brother in New York who was reaching the end of his life, and he invited me to visit him.
我们只好用这个 FaceTime.
We could only use FaceTime.
我见到他，他醒过来，他笑着跟我打招呼。
And when I saw him, he woke up, he laughed a bit, and then we greeted one another.
我问弟兄，我说弟兄，你平安吗？
I asked the brother, Brother, are you at peace?
他点头，他说我平安。
He said, yes, I am at peace.
我问他主在哪里。
I asked him, where is the Lord?
他就手举起来，对着他在这里。
And he lifted up his hands and he pointed to his heart.
那么有把握。
He was so confident.
第二层的经历。
That is the second stage of experience.
第三层的经历。
And the third experience,
它在我们里面
it shall be in you.
在我们里面呢
And what does that mean?
Which part in us?
Which part in us?
它在我们什么地方呢？在心里面。其实灵呢，以我们的，
有点杂音，可以。
圣灵以他的身体做我们，我们的身体做他的家。
The Holy Spirit has made our body to be His house.
弟兄姊妹们，我们灵，我们人里面最深处是我们的灵。
And the deepest part of our being is our spirit.
圣灵是灵呢，所以他就跟我们的灵调和在一起。
And the Holy Spirit is a spirit, so he interacts with our spirit.
他好像就与我们的灵联合了。
And as if joined to our spirit.
我们得救的时候，我们就有永远生命的把握。为什么呢？我们的灵完全得着拯救。
And when we are saved, we have this assurance of eternal life, because our spirit is revived.
这个在以西结书里面告诉我们，主把我们的实心换成肉心。又给我们一个心灵，然后呢，把他的灵住在我们的心灵的里面。
As it says in Ezekiel that the Lord has replaced our heart of stone with a heart of flesh, and then He has revived our spirit and placed our spirit in it.
为什么我们的灵可以让圣灵住呢
？Why can the Holy Spirit live in our spirit？
因为主耶稣的血洗净了我们良心里面一切的亏欠和不义。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed our conscience of all unrighteousness.
这是主讲到圣灵来的大的祝福。
This is the great blessing that our Lord speaks of when the Holy Spirit comes.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们看见这一个联合，我们在生活中会不一样。
Brothers and sisters, if we see this union, then our life will be different.
我们在碰到事情来的时候，你一靠近主，一碰上了圣灵。弟兄姊妹，我们好像碰见了磐石一样。
And brothers and sisters, in all circumstances, when you touch the Holy Spirit, you are touching a rock.
我要快快的讲，不然讲不完了。
I'll mention the next points quickly.
然后第十八节到第二十节。
In chapter four, John 14, verse 18 through 20.
我们看见了圣灵来了。他就把主耶稣带来了。
We see that when the Holy Spirit comes, He brings Christ.
因为主耶稣的灵，圣灵就是耶稣的灵。
Know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
圣灵就是基督的灵。
And the Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
当一个人承认耶稣基督，相信耶稣基督，跟随耶稣基督的时候，
And when a person confesses Christ and believes in Christ and follows Christ,
圣灵来了呢，人就可以用信心的眼睛呢，清楚的觉察， 听见也看见主耶稣。
Then people can, and then by faith, people can see with their eyes and they can interact with and feel the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见使徒行传呢，保罗和他的同工们到了这个披推尼的时候，不是到从加拉太他们想要去亚细亚传福音。
And then we know that when when Paul and the others, they had wanted to go to Asia to preach the gospel.
他们祷告，圣灵不许，他们又想往披推尼去，耶稣的灵又不许。
And they had been forbidden by the Holy Spirit. And then when they tried to go to Bithynia, the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them.
所以我们看见圣灵来了，就把主耶稣带到我们生命里面。
We see that when the Holy Spirit came, that he brought the Lord Jesus into our life.
不仅如此，主耶稣说，你们这样看见我的时候，我怎样活着，你们也怎样活着。
And the Lord said that in it says, you will see me because I live, you will live also.
圣灵呢，把主耶稣从死里复活，那个得胜的生命带来了。
And the Lord, the Holy Spirit has brought that victorious life of resurrection from the dead.
不仅得胜，而且主的生命是得荣耀的生命带来了。
It isn't only a victorious life, but also a glorious life.
这个生命就成为每一个得着内住圣灵的人，他里面的生命。
And this life is the life within each person who has believed in the Lord.
这个生命是有能力的。
And this life has power.
是新鲜的。
It is fresh.
而且是活泼的。
And is lively.
弟兄姊妹们，这成为我们在地上生活侍奉的源头和力量。
It becomes the source and the strength of our service.
当然，这在我们里面主要一再的教导我们运用信心怎么去依靠他，怎么与他连结。
And of course, the Lord wants us by faith to learn to trust in him and to be united with him.
不仅如此。
And even more.
圣灵不仅他来了就把主耶稣显在我们的里面。
When this Holy Spirit comes, that he reveals the Lord Jesus in us.
而且呢，他说，到那日，你们就知道神的儿子，我们的主耶稣在父的里面。
And then he says, in that day you will know that I am in the Father.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣灵的内住啊，使神的儿女们真的认识父神。
And this, brothers and sisters, the indwelt spirit causes us to truly know the Father.
加拉太书第四章第六节就讲到，神把他儿子的灵赐给我们，使我们现在呢可以呼喊他做阿爸父亲。
As it says in Galatians chapter 4 verse 6, because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
弟兄姊妹们，所以圣灵来了，你就会认识神是父亲了。
So when the Holy Spirit comes, you realize that God is the Father.
这个在我身上，我有一个非常清晰的经历。
And I have a very precious experience of this.
我可能以前和弟兄姊妹讲过。
Perhaps I've shared it before.
我信主好多年了，我参加波饼聚会，前面大家感谢主耶稣，我非常享受。
And I had, after I believed in the Lord for many years during the breaking of bread, when we would praise the Lord Jesus, I could experience it very well.
但是在那些老一辈的弟兄姊妹们，他们到领完饼杯，他们就开始向父敬拜，向父赞美了。
And we know that after the partaking of the bread and the cup, that some of the older ones started praising the Father.
那一段时间对我来讲，我就很为难。
And for a long time, I was very uncertain.
因为在我心里面呢， I feel troubled.
I feel troubled.
为什么呢？父亲的形象在我心里面是很严肃的，而且很严格的。
Because to me, the image I had of a father is one who is very strict.
因为我肉身的家庭，我爸爸就是这样，他不苟言笑，跟儿女也不说什么话的。
Because that is how my earthly father was. He didn't speak much and he didn't laugh much.
我所以每次 波饼聚会到了那一段呢，我心里面我就没有声音了。
So whenever we reached that point in the breaking of bread, then I would go silent.
有一天我参加一个夏令会，一个下午。
But one time I was at a summer retreat.
下午休息的时候，我跟我同寝室，那时候我还没结婚，我们两个弟兄呢一起在校园里面散步。
And that time, I was walking with my roommate.
我们一起交通呢，忽然里面有感动，回房间三次。
And then suddenly there was this moving in my heart that I should go back to my dorm room. It's happened three times.
所以我就跟弟兄讲说呢，好像是主要我回房间去祷告，请你不要回来，我回去我要把门锁上。
And so then I told that brother, I said, I need to go, I think the Lord wants me to go back to the dorm room, so please don't come back yet.
所以我回去了，我把门一锁上，一跪下来。
So I went back to the dorm room, I closed the door and I knelt down.
知道我看见什么情景吗？
And you know what I saw?
我看见路加福音十五章那个老父亲在等他的儿子。
I saw the picture of Luke 15 and the father waiting for his son.
那天我嚎啕痛哭，我以往所有对父爱不能领会的完全补回来了。
And that time I was weeping greatly and everything I didn't understand about the father's love, I finally understood.
弟兄姊妹，那不过是起点而已。
Brothers and sisters, that is only the start.
圣灵来了，把子我们的主耶稣，把父爱我们的天父都带来了。
When the Holy Spirit came, he has brought the Father and the Son who love us to us.
在这样的经历里面，我们就开始认识，我们在主里面，主在我里面。
And in this experience, we begin to understand that we are in Christ and Christ is in us.
那个时候主还没有上十字架。
And when the Lord spoke these, he had not gone to the cross yet.
先把圣灵来的祝福告诉门徒们。
But he told the disciples the blessing of the Holy Spirit.
好叫门徒们呢，肯遵行主的命令，等候在耶路撒冷来接受圣灵。
So that the disciples would be willing to accept his command to wait at Jerusalem until the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那是明天我们第一堂要和大家讲，我们如何得着圣灵，并且得的更丰满的圣灵。
And tomorrow we will speak about how we receive the Holy Spirit and how we receive him more abundantly.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你为我们挂在木头上。
You have been nailed on the cross for us.
你为我的罪成了咒诅。
You became a curse for our sins.
主啊，你受的刑罚。
And because of your punishment,
却成为每一个来到十字架底下人的祝福。
It has now become a blessing to all who come beneath your cross.
主啊，我们什么都没有，我们只有带着我们自己的亏欠、污秽和罪污来。
We have nothing. We can only bring our brokenness, our sins, and our uncleanliness.
主啊，你的血洗净我们。
Lord, your blood has washed us.
并且父神把所应许的圣灵赐给我们。
And the Father has given us the Holy Spirit he promised.
我们要把心中的敬拜感谢献给你。
We want to give you all our thanksgiving and praise from our hearts.
主啊，愿你得着每一颗心。
May you capture each heart.
祝福每一个属你的儿女。
May you bless each child of yours.
让我们都活在内住圣灵的实际里。
May we all live in the reality of the indwelt Holy Spirit.
在圣灵中，我们依靠他作为我们生活的泉源。
May we rely on the Holy Spirit to be the source of our life.
并且在圣灵中，我们进入父和子的交通里面。
And in the Holy Spirit, we enter into the fellowship of the Father and Son.
我们把感谢赞美都献给你。
We give you all thanksgiving and praise.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.